Ritz's office found the document in an email by an attorney for the Center for Education and Career Innovation, the agency created by Governor Pence earlier this year. The policy document floats the possibility of removing her as head of the state board, but the document also warns such a move may have substantial political fallout, and clarifying the chair's role might serve the same end. Ritz says she is committed to maintaining her role on the board and preserving her authority to, in her words, protect the voice of the voters in the face of a plan to take away authority statutorily given to the Department of Education. But the governor's office says Pence has been very clear that he will not support an attempt to remove Ritz's chairwoman, and that Pence made that point in a private discussion with Ritz last week. State board spokesperson Luann Baker, who works for the center, says the governor has been unambiguous on the issue.
We continue to waste time and resources on topics that are not central to serving the students, the boys and girls, the educators in Indiana. And that's the focus that all of the board members want to get to, and I'm rather certain that that's a major focus for the superintendent as well.
A Ritz spokesman says while the governor has been clear, state board members' continued words and actions indicate Pence's message hasn't gotten through. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.